This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition.
No, it's not.
Very good. Richie Rich is paying attention. That's right, it's the Sunday night edition. This Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sell him the chair. That's my favorite one.
You'll only need the edge. The telephone number here, if you would like to join in the conversation, because that's how radio call-in talk shows work.
Well, since we have you, we don't need the edge. Wherever, you know, Mark happens to be.
Ooh. Oh, snap. Interesting. The telephone number, should you like to call into this call-in talk radio program, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
I don't know if I said my name in the right order. I think I got it wrong.
It doesn't matter.
You think?
I think with that many titles,
I prefer the order you said it in.
I want to add
like
another
you usually
one.
Do Dr. Reverend, and for some reason that just sounds weird to me.
Well, Lord, Dr., Reverend, Captain Kickass is generally what I say, but I threw something else in there today, and I don't remember what it was. Lord,
play
Dr.,
back the tape.
Reverend. And let's go to the review.
There's a booth review.
Let me consult my personal stenographer.
Lord Captain Reverend Kickass.
Violent stenography, not allowed in the studio. we're here, and this is where we are, in case you were wondering.
In the studio.
Last night, previously on Free Talk Live.
Ooh, nice callback.
Yes. We barely got to mention this article from MintPressNews.com. We mentioned we had a guest in the studio last night, Mr. Gerhard. Go hard for Gerhard.com.
I love that website, by the way.
I made some reference about it being his slogan being a carryover from when he was a teen and, you know, trying to
impress the ladies.
Impress the ladies, you know, that kind of thing. He got a kick out of that. At any rate, the U.S. and allies, drop 46 bombs per day. For over 20 years now, according to new Code Pink research.
That's rookie numbers.
Now, there's a bit of consternation.
And that's when we don't run out like we did under Obama.
Well, there's a bit of consternation about numbers in general of how many bombs are being dropped by the U.S. and their allies.
Too many.
Because during the Trump administration, they are still tallying how many bombs that they've shipped over there and dropped, but they're no longer reporting that number to the public.
Yeah, and they're also no longer tallying the number of people killed like they used to.
Right. Are they finally tallying his tax returns?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope he's paid zero tax because I would also like to pay zero tax. As well as with many other people, I'm sure. Not even just libertarians. I'm sure just regular normies out there who are like, yeah, I'd love to not pay taxes. I'm sure. But they're out there.
You should be free not to, if it's voluntary, like they say.
That's correct. But if it's voluntary, then it's not really taxation, is it?
I would think not. Yeah. You'd have to come up with a new term.
Yeah, like a payment. A contribution, right? Like you're, you know, when you want to give to a charity, right? There's a couple
of charities. Contribution?
Yeah, there's a couple of charities that I give to on an annual basis, and that's what I make a contribution to those charities.
Yeah.
Because I think they're good causes. But that's neither here nor there. This from Venice, California. The United States and its allies have dropped at least 326,000 bombs and missiles on countries in the greater Middle East since 2001. That is the conclusion of new research by Medea Benjamin and Nicholas Davies of the anti-war group Code Pink. You guys may be familiar with this organization.
See, that sounds like a lot of bombs, but it's hard to like put it into context.
It's 46 per day on average.
Right. But where? Who are they hitting? Who are they targeting?
Well, let's go continue on with the article and see what they say.
If the trend has continued since they stopped counting, 90% plus innocent civilians.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Cause for concern.
The very next paragraph says, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and Yemen are the countries that have felt the worst of the violence. But Lebanon, Libya, Pakistan, Palestine, and Somalia have also been targeted. The total amounts to an average of 46 bombs dropped per day over the last 20 years. Code Pink's numbers are based primarily on official U.S. military releases, as well as from data from the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, the Yemen Data Project, and the New America Foundation. As striking as the figure of 326,000 bombs is, it is an underestimate.
Jesus.
Why is it an underestimate? Because the Trump administration, as I mentioned earlier, ceased publishing figures of its bombing campaigns in 2020, meaning there is no data for Iraq, Syria, or Afghanistan for either of the previous 2 years. Also not counted are bombs or missiles used in helicopter strikes, AC-130 gunship attacks, strafing runs from U.S. bombers, or any counterinsurgency or counterterrorism operations in other parts of the world. So you're right. 326,000 does seem like a lot, but it's an underestimation.
Yeah, and 46 a day seems like a lot as well, but I go like, that's a lot. How big are these bombs, and how are those countries, you know, pardon the term, not bombed to glass by now? Like, what's left after 46 bombs a day for, you know, anyone, any citizens, human being still living in that area to do anything with?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've not been there, so I can't answer those questions for you.
I don't see a lot of pictures of it online going, this is what it looks like after 46 bombs a day.
Yeah, there's probably a very good reason for that.
And for the most part, they didn't exactly start out ahead.
Like, do you remember, I'm old enough to remember Gulf One. And Gulf One was, it was like watching an action movie.
Okay.
Right? They had embedded journalists with
the military. I think I was in the middle school at that time.
Right? So, like, it was super sensationalized. It was war television 24/7. CNN became the war channel. Right, literally.
Ratings.
It was all war, all day. They had graphs and charts and all, you know, the answers to the minute details like you're asking about. Well, what kind of bombs? What yield did they have? Where were they dropped? How did the, you know, blah blah blah? What specific areas? They had all of the analysis. It was like, you know how they get carried away with like sports ball with all the charts and graphs and the analysis and statistics and all that kind of stuff. That's what they did to war.
And I think at one point maybe that was the beginning for the modern media coverage of war, but it seemed to be sensationalized.
No, it stopped.
Okay.
It stopped.
Sure, but what I'm saying is it was sensationalized back then, like the action movie, and then at some point it gets humanized, right? Where it's not like the pictures aren't of us bombing military bases or bad guys over there. It's holy crap, they hit another school. They bombed another wedding. Yeah. Look at all these innocents being targeted. And that's when you no longer see those visuals.
Yeah, if you think for a minute that the government is not controlling the media output from these areas, I think you'd be sadly mistaken. Now, I don't possess any specific evidence of that other than the fact that at one point CNN was the war channel. And now it's not. You don't see any pictures coming out of these places, you know, unless you dig really super deep on the internet. You know, you befriend some people, you know, on a social media page who actually live there and have taken pictures with their own cell phones and that kind of a thing. But that stuff rarely gets published in the, what's known as the U.S. of A.
Well, if they'd have kept publishing it, you would have seen the same anti-war sentiment that you saw in the late 60s.
Exactly. Another reason for them not to publish any of that. So the article continues. Tough but nice? Question mark. Last week, President Joe Biden gave the order to attack Iraqi militias in Syria, dropping 1.75 tons of bombs. I don't know what that means. Could one bomb be 1.75 tons, I guess?
Yeah. See, again, right. It's hard to conceptualize those numbers.
Yeah, well, 2,000 pounds of explosives is one ton of bombs.
But they dropped 1.75 tons of bombs on a border village, killing 22 people. Something that brought cheers from Washington insiders and corporate media pundits alike. The move was reportedly in response to strikes on a U.S. military base in Iraq, bases that last year the Iraqi parliament unanimously demanded be closed. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
is Free Talk Live. It is the, what day is it?
Sunday.
It's the Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 6032.
Wait, I missed the first part.
836160. Again, the full 10 digits.
Let me get my pencil.
6 6 6 0 0 3 3 2 2 8 8 3 3 6 6 1 1 6 6 0 0. Everybody get that? Good.
Fabulously entertaining.
Grab a crayon, jot it down on the fridge, whatever you got to do. You can engrave it in your, you know, I don't know, the back of your gold watch that your grandfather had stepped off his, woohoo, you know, from back in the day in the war.
That's how we got it back home.
You know, whatever you got to do. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from mintpressnews.com.
Very credible site.
The title of which, U.S. allies drop 46 bombs per day for 20 years.
Underestimate.
Which is a large underestimate. And they had just finished telling us that, you know, Biden, he gets into office, he promised a whole bunch of things, but what's the first thing he does? He bombs some brown people. That's right.
Yeah, it was interesting watching all the praise that he got for that, too.
See, he didn't even talk about it. He wasn't talking smack. He just blew people up.
Really? I saw some of that, and I interpreted that as a little tongue-in-cheek.
I don't think it is, actually.
Okay. All right.
Like, honestly,
I want to interpret it that way, but I'm with Lee. I don't
even
think
if
that it was.
Okay. Even if it was intended to be tongue-in-cheek, which I'm sure some people had, but a huge, huge part of why people hated Trump is because he didn't act right. He acted unpresidential.
He bombed them and tweeted about it.
When you are in that place, in that chair, behind that desk, in that office, in that particular mansion, you are supposed to act there. A very specific way, and none of that involves sending terrible, mean tweets to the leader of North Korea.
To anybody that's confused in our listening audience, I just want to lay it out for you quite simply. There is no way to bomb people with dignity. That's really it. That's the whole thing. Just you can't be a dignified murderer. You know? It's just
They didn't say he was dignified. They just said he wasn't mean on Twitter.
Right? I mean, is that not the definition?
Come on, Captain, haven't you ever heard of a gentleman spy?
I don't know anybody who spies on gentlemen. Then again, I don't know that I know any gentlemen.
Bazing.
Present company included.
Ooh. Gotta get that rim shot fired up.
Ba-dum. At any rate, the article continues. Yesterday, anonymous administration officials claimed that Biden had called off a second serious strike after being warned that women and children were in the area.
Does that mean they had confirmation that the first strike was, like, completely devoid of women and children?
Even if it was, so what? Are men's lives worth less than women and children somehow?
I mean, I would hear that argument.
You know? Though no evidence was offered and the officials refused to go on record, corporate media diligently parroted the State Department line, allowing the new administration to simultaneously present itself as getting tough on its enemies and as a champion of human rights. That's right. He has the right to bomb people. How did he get that right? I don't have that right. Do you have that right?
I personally do not have
that right. Do you have the right?
Mandate of the masses.
Do you have the right to bomb people?
I'm pretty sure I could make a list of people that I honestly have the right to bomb. Congress, for starters.
In self-defense.
Well, yes.
Right.
They're currently killing a bunch of people.
But not in offense.
Well, no.
Okay.
No, you
but individuals so have the right to offensively.
So if none of us have that right, and no other individuals have that right,
how does
the president get the right to bomb?
Constitution.
People?
It's in there.
Constitution does not give people rights.
Well, so when I, you know, say steal from you under the threat of kidnapping,
again?
That's a mugging. You know, that's theft. When they do it, it's taxation. Right. See, different word, totally different moral qualities.
I disagree.
When I kill thousands of people, you know, that's a mass murder. When they kill thousands of people, it's a police action.
We're bombing for humanity. Humanitarian bombing. Yes, because that's not an oxymoron in any way, shape, or
form. Well, we've got to secure these areas. Otherwise, some horrible, power-mongering murderers could get in and, you know, kill people.
The article continues, war, 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 and more war. I mean, George Carlin said it best, we're a warlike people. And by we, he means the United States of America and the military. We really like bombing people. In fact, if your country's got some brown people in it, watch the F out. We're probably going to bomb you. The United States has been at war for nearly every year of its existence as an independent nation, fighting in 227 years of its 244-year history.
And winning all of them. Go America.
Yeah, I need to find winning. Since these wars, since I've been alive, have been never-ending, I would find it hard-pressed to say that they've won anything.
Hey, if it hasn't ended, you can't take the L, man. Just saying.
Well, it's not that we're a warlike. We don't like war. We just had to. And then we just really had to, you know, that one time. And then we just, I mean, we had no choice the time after that.
So it's not a good position to be in, but America does position itself globally as, like, the world police, right? If they're being part of the UN, you're part of that.
America, F, yeah.
Right.
Coming again to say the mother effing day, yeah.
Yes. Team America, world police. It's parody, but it's accurate.
What I thought was amazing about that movie is that I saw people laughing at it for completely opposite reasons.
Right.
Yeah, that's then that's
like
how
that,
you know
that was impressive.
Yeah. Well, you get the racist people laughing at the whole mispronunciation of terms and that kind of thing. All of that, which is hilarious, by the way.
But what I'm saying,
and then the anti-racist laughing at it for, like, the depiction of racism.
Right, exactly.
But if you position yourself as the world police and then you see this injustice in this other country, perceived or otherwise, right, if not you, the United States government, acting on behalf of those being victimized there, then who would come to their defense?
Who would not?
Well, I mean, it's really their own fault. They keep selling things for not American dollars and upsetting the countries that will only sell their important things for American dollars. I mean, like, if Yemen hadn't upset Saudi Arabia so much, we wouldn't be there.
Oh, that's true.
You know, if Hussein had just refused to sell oil for anything other than U.S. dollars, we wouldn't have gone into Iraq.
Wait, didn't Gaddafi try to do that and they took him out?
Yep.
Didn't he try to move away from the USD and then they were no. Everybody thinks it was something else, but that's really why they went and took him out.
But even in those cases, are you saying that those citizens of that country were happy being led under those rules?
I don't think anybody is really happy being led by a politician of any kind.
So you got to get him out. If you're the world police, you get him out.
Yeah, but then what? Replace him with your guy? Yeah, that's not cool either.
After the break.
603-283-6160. Would you vote for Gaddafi?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The United States has rapidly increased its COVID vaccination efforts, setting new records for the number of shots administered in each of the last 2 days. Nearly 2.9 million shots were given on Saturday. In the next few days, the CDC is expected to release guidance on activities that those who are fully vaccinated can return to. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that vaccine supplies will begin to rapidly increase. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease tells CBS's Face the Nation that even as there are enough shots to vaccinate everyone, it will still take a large effort to administer them all.
As we get more doses, which are going to be dramatically increased as we get into April and May, and as the president has said, we will have, by the end of May, enough vaccines to vaccinate everyone. We'll have to put a big push to get it into people's arms, but by that time, we're going to be doing much, much better.
This is USA Radio News. The Senate passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Saturday, sending President Biden's signature measure back to the House for final approval. The bill that includes $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans passed by a 50-49 vote along party lines. Senator Joe Manchin believes that they did pass a bipartisan bill, despite the fact that no Republican senators voted for it. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN that many aspects of the bill were crafted by negotiating across the aisle.
In this bill, we targeted where help is needed. We were able to target basically the people that need help, the children that need help, the schools that need help, the people on the front line, all of America. That's what we were able to do, and a lot of that was by talking with my colleagues and negotiating back and forth, and I was able to channel that through, I think, and hopefully make a bill that's a much more encompassing bill. I think it's a great piece of legislation, going to help a lot of people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It is the bearded edition. The live beards are here. The telephone number, if you would like to converse with one of the beards, or all of them, is 603-283-6160.
Beards, no broads.
Again, 603-283-6160.
With great beard comes great responsibility.
Indeed. Indeed, it is true.
Grooming it is a big one.
It sure is. You know, you guys may not know, maybe you do, I am a parody artist. What does that mean? That means I take existing songs and I make fun of them by changing the words into something, you know, I don't know, topical or controversial or just funny. One of my favorite sort of underground parodies, I don't remember who the artist is. I want to say Bob Rivers, but I'm not sure that it is Bob Rivers. But it's a song called Bomb Iran, right? And it's the Beach Boys, right? Bomb, 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 bomb.
I believe that was made famous by John McCain.
Yeah, John McCain.
Was it John McCain? No, because that song was out before McCain.
Well, the song, but McCain actually said, well, what do you want to do with Iran? He's like, oh, just like that, bomb, 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 Iran.
Wow.
And then it became a thing.
Well, it's still continuing, the bombing of Iran, that is, according to this article from Mint Press News.
Well, it's because they're only, like, days away from getting nuclear weapons. What else are you going to do?
If we hadn't been bombing them all this time, they'd have already had it. Yeah, exactly. They've been days away from this thing for years.
Staved off because of the bombings.
You know, do you think it's possible to bomb somebody so much that they can't invent the radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't think so.
It is also...
Sorry, I don't think it's possible for you to bomb people in, you know, otherwise brown countries enough to prevent them from obtaining technology. I mean, they have cell phones, don't they? Didn't prevent them from getting that.
Well, because you didn't bomb them enough. Right? Like, I mean, okay, no, seriously.
Enough bombings will reduce the technological level.
I didn't bomb anybody, much less bomb them enough or not enough, just to be clear.
We talked about earlier that they're not showing you the footage. If you look at the way, you know, the images that you can find, and where it's, you know, concrete just crumbling down, reduced to rubble, right, and you continuously do that, how is that country ever going to get the infrastructure to rebuild at any sort of, you know, current technological standard and invent the radio with all the components? Like, all they got to work with...
Again,
is like,
bro, they got cell phones.
Because, you know, again, the question was, can you bomb them enough? You absolutely can.
I don't think so, because now they've got technology that doesn't require as much infrastructure.
Okay.
And it passes data and information faster than anything that came before it.
Even with a cell phone, you're asking, power.
So you're asking, is it practical to bomb someone enough to not create
I'm just saying that I'm of the opinion that it is impossible unless you drop, you know, you go all Hiroshima on them, right? You know,
that's possible.
I mean, that's going to prevent anybody from doing anything for quite a radius for quite some time. But outside of that... You know, in the way they've been going about doing it. Now, the reason you don't see many pictures of the new bombings is because they haven't had enough time to rebuild anything over the last 40 years that it's been going on, or longer.
Yeah. So how can you improve your situation or get any new technology in there sustainably?
Again, they got cell phones. So they got the internet somehow. They got apps. They got freaking TikTok.
Okay.
You know, if they can't exchange some, you know, rudimentary data on how to build a nuclear warhead, then they got bigger problems.
Even the cell phone requires a tower somewhere. So if you wanted to take out the cell phone service, you just take out the towers.
Get satellite phones.
You could. Yeah.
So why do you ask?
Those are.
Why do I ask what?
If it's possible to bomb a country to the point where they can no longer create.
I opined that it's not possible.
Okay. Well,
I heard the question.
I heard. Thank you. Okay, I'll rephrase. Why are you concerned? Like, why are you opining that it's impossible to stop them from making a radio?
I don't remember.
All right, then.
Moving on?
Yeah. There was a point that I had, but it escapes me at this point.
It's because we didn't agree with you.
No.
Oh.
No, it definitely takes a lot of bombing to make it impossible to create a radio.
Yeah. There was something else that I had a point on. Whatever. The article continues. Many of the Biden administration's early moves signal that there will be more continuation rather than rupture with previous U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. While Biden had pledged to end the U.S. role in Yemen, the State Department's qualifying language makes it clear that the U.S. is merely returning to Obama's position on the conflict. Biden promised only to end support for offensive Saudi campaigns and limit relevant arms sales, yet his administration immediately began emphasizing and denouncing Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia and reaffirming its commitment to help Riyadh defend itself from Houthi aggression. U.S. Envoy Timothy Lenderking even went so far as to praise Saudi Arabia for its generous support over the decades. For the people of Yemen. So,
yeah, real supportive right there.
Very, very generous of you.
You know, when I'm having a genocide carried out against my people, I always think that they're just so supportive.
Well, just got to point out it's just a cultural difference. That's all.
Now, just for contrast here, and because I'd like to say these things out loud to illustrate what preposterousness it is, if one bomb was dropped somewhere on the actual United States, right? Something considered the geographic area known as the United States. I mean, there'd be hell to pay. One bomb.
9/11.
One bomb You know?
That was two airplanes.
Yeah, that wasn't even a bomb.
Okay. Right. So
imagine if, you know, some airplane from some foreign country, you know, flew over, I don't know, Chicago, right, and dropped a bomb. Right? What would happen? What would the news be like? How would that coverage be? Now imagine that happening 46 times a day.
Yeah, again, it's difficult to conceptualize. You know, I can't even picture that, you know.
You know, I do have to point out that the Biden is quite correct when it's when he says that he's just returning to the Obama's position on the conflict.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, he is.
It's a horrible position.
I mean, I know we didn't, you know, have any coverage of it at all for any of the time that Obama was in power, but holy crap, was he a warmonger.
His supporters still think he's the peacetime president.
Well, he did win a friggin' Nobel Peace Prize before he even got into power.
Didn't he win the Peace Prize?
But holy crap, he took us from two wars to seven.
Proof is in the prizes. Nobel Peace Prize, got to be a peacetime guy.
I am not a fan of presidents, period. They don't need to exist. You want, hey, cancel culture. Presidents, take a look at them. See if you can't cancel them.
Start there, and then work your way down to all the politicians.
Do the world a bit of good. Instead of all this insanity.
There's enough ammunition out there.
It's where we should really start our gun control policy.
I always maintain for anybody who advocates gun control of any kind, okay, great, let's start with the government. Let's disarm everybody in the government, period. I don't care if it's the military, the CIA, I don't care if it's the paper pusher, you know, the guy sitting behind the secretary, whatever, you know what I mean, that type of a position, or if it's the police. Let's disarm everybody in government. Show us how it's done, government. You want the people to not have the ability to defend themselves. Show us how it's done and lay down your arms. Govern without the use of coercive force and violence.
Yeah, let's start with the people with the worst background check imaginable and just work our way down to, you know, individuals.
Oh, you want to take my guns, Mr. Gunn? Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't pass my background check, so I can't really give my firearm to you.
It's the easy way to, like, point out that the anti-gun people aren't really anti-gun.
Yeah, they're for gun. They're just for not you having a gun.
Right.
Well, in the same way it doesn't. Well, in the same way it doesn't count as theft if it's taxation. It doesn't count as having a gun if they have a uniform.
Right. You've been euphemized.
Only warriors should have weapons of war.
The euphemisms are strong within the organization known as government. 603-283-6160. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Stick It to the Man and Big Tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday night Beardsman edition. All of the Beardsmen are here. Tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer
and Richie Rich.
The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. But I wanted to let you know that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are knowledgeable about crypto already, please check out news.bitcoin.com. where you can get the latest headlines and all of the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. We were just talking about Bitcoin over the break.
How could you not be? Check out those prices.
Well, I mean, they just passed the, $1.9 trillion new spending bill, which, you know, compared to last year is, a light spending bill. I mean, it's only, like, what, number three, number four time?
How much was last year?
Oh, jeez. So the CARES Act, the estimates on that one went anywhere from, like, $6 trillion to, like, $12
trillion. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Which, that one's really tough to tell because, like...
I should know this because we covered it, but the numbers like that escape me because they're such large numbers that nobody can comprehend them.
Yeah.
So the only number you need to comprehend is the $1,400 you're getting.
Or not Woo! Getting.
Oh, okay.
You know, depending on... apparently, they've ruled some people out.
Such a buzz.
Yo!
Yeah. They're like, oh, well, not everybody's going to get it. Only some people.
Yo!
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Robert calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that a lot of times the United States gets doesn't know its history particularly well, and that's why it gets duped by a lot of foreign powers who've been fighting each other for thousands of years. The Second World War could probably be traceable all the way back to 9 AD, when three Roman legions were betrayed by a former Roman general who was retired in Germany, and he double-crossed the Romans and had those three Roman legions, complete with the soldiers, their wives and their children and their animals and their pets, slaughtered in a forest in Germany. And that's how Germany got crossed off the map and declared barbarian territory in Russia, and Rome didn't want anything to do with him anymore. And that's why there was a German part of Europe and an Italian or a Roman part of Europe, or a romanticized part of Europe, what do you call it? Anyhow, and England was part of that, France was part of that, and that's why there were two divisions in Germany. And if that hadn't happened, the Second World War may not have happened. I mean, it's traceable that far back. And those kinds of things have been going on in the Middle East for thousands of years as well. Just think of, for example, Dresden. The bombing of Dresden was a vendetta attack. It had nothing to do with anything other than a vendetta, and the British tricked the Americans into doing that. It didn't save one life, and it caused the death of 45,000 people, many of whom were refugees who had come in from the Czech Republic and also from Poland, and were camped out along the side of the Elbe River, and they were just slaughtered for no reason whatsoever.
Robert?
And they were Srebrenica. Those people were dependent on us. They were under the impression that we and the other groups that were there would protect them, but that didn't happen.
Hey, Robert.
And I called the NATO headquarters from my apartment in Dresden, Germany, and they accused me of jumping gun and screaming wolf when it wasn't happening yet.
Robert.
Did you say something?
Yes, I did. I wanted to tell you that you should try to breathe every now and again.
It's amazing. I had a buddy. We were doing door-to-door sales, and he was, like, able to inhale while he was giving his spiel.
Yeah.
So he would never stop talking.
Right.
And then so the customer could never say no.
Right. And I definitely agree that we do not know our history, and I think that public school is responsible for the lack of interest in that. But I don't know why this particular piece is important at all.
Well, as far as foreign policy is concerned, why does there even need to be one? Here's the only foreign policy there should be. If somebody attacks us, we defend ourselves. That's it.
But
that's the only foreign policy that should exist.
But then you're supposed to police the world that way.
You're fighting them on your soil. You don't want to fight them on your soil, then your infrastructure gets damaged. You have to take the fight to them.
Your thoughts, Robert?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to mention real fast that another perfect example of what I mean, and it's a glaring example. The French, the Russian, and the German leaders were in France to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the attack by the Allied forces when they landed in France to attack the Third Reich, and they referred to them as the heads of state, and one of those supposed heads of state was German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel is not the head of state of Germany. The Bundespräsident is the head of Germany. They didn't even know that. Nowadays, I called them up, of course, and told the press. I called lots of people and told them that. Now, of course, they know that, and they refer to her as well as a German leader, and therefore they avoid that problem. But they didn't even know that. And the second thing is that I also heard them refer to the Technische Überwachungsdienst as a company, a German company. It's not a German company. It's an association, just as like the United Underwriters Laboratory is an association here in the United States. They do the same thing and serve the same purpose, but they didn't even know that either. I'm telling you, if you don't know your history, you're going to repeat errors again and again. You'll just trample into it. You'll be tricked by foreign powers who want you to do something. This is a perfect example of what happened in the Middle East with Saudi Arabia versus Iran. The Saudi Arabians actually organized it so that we would get into on their side and fight the Iranians for them, essentially. And that's exactly how 9/11 happened, actually. And that report was deleted from the report that was given to President George H.W. Bush. They took those pages out of the report so that people in the United States wouldn't get involved and cause a problem with Saudi Arabia, because that's how important Saudi Arabia was to our oil business and probably still is. And we got duped again right there. And the British, by the way, are very, very good at manipulating the Saudis. They had a little problem with their with their supersonic airport flying over Saudi Arabia. So one of a British official, a diplomatic official, spoke with one of the Saudi officials, and he very, very cleverly manipulated the Saudi guy into giving permission for that to continue, saying, you'd have to listen to yourself. It was very very, very well done, I must say. The All British right. and the French are very, very clever.
Well, thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate it.
I'll be honest, a little bit of constructive feedback, perhaps.
Yes.
When you explain it like that, nobody is going to understand what you're talking about,
even
if you're correct at every point along the way.
Yeah, so I do want to address the lack of interest that people have in history. And a big part of that...
Wait, because we learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past.
So you know your history.
Or do I?
So the thing about learning history is that the human mind is not capable of learning certain things and capable of learning other things. What we're great at is narratives. Telling each other stories is a thing that we've done since before we wrote things down.
Yes.
Robert is not great at narratives.
No.
Right.
Okay.
So if
he didn't even start with once upon a time.
Right. If you don't put this in a context that we can relate to, then we won't even know what's going on, let alone be interested in it. Like, honestly, my interest in history waned from listening to Robert.
Yes, there's
a difference between the head of state and head of government. Is that an important difference?
Dear audience, if we've alienated you from learning history in any way, shape, or form, we hereby apologize.
And I'm fascinated by the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. I think it's responsible for our monetary system having not fallen yet. He launches into this thing with no context, no point of relation, and even I have difficulty listening to it when I'm already fascinated by the subject.
Yeah, I was just impressed with the fact that he could keep spouting words one after the other without breathing. That was, I don't know many people who can do that.
That was impressive.
Circular breathing.
What I do want to say is he brought up heads of state. And I'm not really sure what he was referring to when So the reason I picked up on it is because in my head I had this, drawing in my head when he said heads of state. I had this cartoon drawing in my head of heads of state on a stick.
Okay.
Right? Like all of the heads of the heads of state are on sticks, like something out of, caveman movie or like, something like that, or maybe, what's the Planet of the Apes, maybe, or something like that, where like, the creature's out in the wilderness, put, heads on sticks to like warn you not to come there.
Like the Romans.
Something like that.
Okay.
Also, he did use romanticizing, and it occurs to me that if you talk about something in a Roman context, have you romanticized it?
In one way. Find out next.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.